Blog Talk Radio.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we linked up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. In this moment
Hello, how is everybody doing? It is 8:01 on October 18, 2016, and I hope everybody is doing absolutely fabulous. I am Sugarlicious Me, a.k.a. Samaz Sugar, and right now, if I'm seeming like I'm out of sorts and you're probably not even hearing me right now, it's because I cannot find my link. Looking all over for it, and you're probably not even hearing me because, yeah, I can't find my link. So let's see if this works, because it's one of those days. Just one of those days. Let's see if this works. Yes, that worked. I apologize again for basically for the delay, you know, how it goes. For some reason, it kept saying that the user was failing and all that other good crap, but I was able to do it. So how is everyone today? I hope everybody is in a good mood and everybody is ready to do the damn thing. As I think all of you know, if you don't, you must believe in the rock. This month is Domestic Violence Month, and that is really near and dear to me, something I don't, you know, my group, Little Black Dress, we strive to do something about that. This is one of the hot topics for LBD Queendom because we take this extremely serious. This is something that a lot of us have witnessed in our lives ourselves, family members. This is just a topic that always gets me to the point where I'm almost in tears behind it. And tonight is no different as far as what's going on. The reason why I have brought this decision to do this show is because there's been a lot of talk about, and I don't know if everyone's seen it already, but the Surviving Compton, the Michelle, or how she says, Michelle, and Dr. Dre story. Now, for those of you who don't know who Michelle is, she was a singer. She sung songs like No More Lies, Something's in My Heart. I was trying to see if I could play some of the songs for you so you can go, hey, I've heard that one before, but couldn't get the soundtrack to you know, work properly, so therefore we probably won't be hearing that. But anyway, she was supposed to be known for having this really little bitty voice and this, you know, huge singing voice, which, you know, kind of made her popular because of it. Quite frankly, I don't know if that part of her was real, and I'll say that not trying to be funny, but I don't know if that part of her was real, because honestly, I don't know, something about it just didn't seem real to me. I don't know. But anyway, we're going to talk about what she let everybody know about, which is that she was an abused wife. She was a victim of domestic violence. And I'm seeing so much on my timeline in regards to this that it's kind of a little bit disturbing that some people are thinking that, you know, why now? Why should she come out with this now? It doesn't matter when she comes out with it. Domestic violence is wrong. I don't give a damn who you are. To beat a woman, and for that matter, to beat a man, it's wrong. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. Doesn't matter if she talks about it as soon as it happened to everybody. Excuse me, there's an ambulance. I hope you guys didn't hear that. Whether it was yesterday, 2 years ago, 10 years ago, it doesn't matter. This is something that always affects your life, no matter how old you get. You just don't close your eyes and your thoughts about being violated, about being hit, especially by someone that you love. Now, I'll admit, as you guys always know, I'll admit quickly, I have not seen it. I have yet to see it. Yeah, I know. I have yet to see it. I know. But I'm going to watch it. I wanted to watch it before the show, but of course that didn't happen. But I do want each and every one of you to realize one thing. I don't give, again, a damn when she talked about this. I don't care. When she revealed it, when she spoke of it, it doesn't matter. The facts are this woman was abused. And it's sad that a lot of people are taking it like, oh, well, why is she talking about it now? Why is it a subject now? You know, he's done everything he can now. He's a better person. And that might be true. He might be a better person. Even being a better person, you do not put your hands on anyone. And from my understanding, like I said, we don't know. You can only hear things and kind of go by what you hear. You don't know if it's true or not. Because let's face it, none of us are in anyone else's bedroom, so we don't know. But my understanding was that he threatened her because he didn't want all this released. I have three wonderful people on my panel tonight, my daughter Naz, my sister Diva, and also Cherry, who's becoming a very good friend of me as well. I'm going to bring them in. Since they've seen the movie, they can give you a little bit more depth on what's going on, and I'm going to have the ladies come on, and so we can discuss this. Like I said, I'm just going to be a fly on the wall. It'll be more or less the panel discussing it. The reason why I haven't watched it, honestly, because anytime I see any woman being beaten, I don't care if it's a movie or whatever, it tears my heart apart. It really, really does, and it's hard for me to watch that. There was I'll say this real quickly, and then there was a documentary that I watched about women that were being beaten by their husbands, and I couldn't watch the whole documentary. I just couldn't do it. It brings back memories, very painful memories for me. But without further ado, let me go ahead and bring the girls on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, ladies. How are you this evening? How's things
Funny.
Going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I want to have each of you introduce yourselves, first of all. Let's have Naz. I'm sure everybody knows. Naz, introduce yourself, please.
Hi, everybody. I'm Naz.
And Cherry.
Hey, everyone. I'm Cherry.
And last but certainly not least, my sister, Diva.
Hello, I'm Diva.
Hello, I'm Diva. Yeah, that's me, Diva.
That's me.
Now, again, I have yet to see the movie, so you ladies are basically going to be, you know, my eyes and ears and everything as far as going on. I don't want to say what did you take. How can I say this? Okay, how was the movie? Let's start here. How was the movie? Was it a good movie?
It was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
It was one of the best.
Yeah,
it was one of the best biopics that Lifetime has done thus far.
Right.
You mean the only one?
No, they've done technically, yeah. Yeah, what she said. Yeah.
Right. So it was basically it's a so it was a good movie. The best that they Lifetime did is a biopic.
The
which
only
says
technically,
a lot,
technically the
a
only
lot.
Bi no, no, mommy. She said it was the only biopic they've done thus far because a biopic
they
is
got
where
right.
you have yeah,
no,
where
that
you
they
have
got right.
Fact based. Mm-hmm.
The only one that they got right.
Yeah, the rest look kind
so
of
this is, now, why would you say it's the only one that they got right?
Because
did you see the Aaliyah one?
Look,
no,
I like
but
it. Oh,
but you're
okay.
talking about
I
the thing that is it the only one that got right because the person is still with us? Is that the reason, or why would you say it was the only one that they got right?
That's not why I say it, but I think that this is the first story that I've watched where it looked like it was just somebody telling their accounts of a story. It didn't look like
right.
any blame was placed. It didn't look like anybody was being painted out to be the bad guy. It didn't look like there was, like, a clear villain. It just looked like basically me explaining my Sunday afternoon. That's it looked like somebody
right.
explaining their side of a story. It looked like they were explaining a story.
Okay, so with that being said, the story, from what I've heard and what I've understood and looking on my timeline constantly, it was about Dr. Dre being basically a wife beater. Am I correct?
No. Well, they weren't married.
Uh-huh. Okay, which I didn't think they were, but someone said that they were married.
Yeah, Dr. Dre, right, Dr. Dre and Michelle weren't married. But it kind of basically, it's really not just about that. It kind of basically shows how she got her music career, too, a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But it definitely shows,
naive.
Right, basically. It's about her being really naive. And she was young.
Yeah,
I mean,
shows
she was
her
16
struggle.
When, yeah, and she was 16 when she did her first recording with them.
She was, how old was she when she did her first recording?
16.
Okay, and let me play the devil's advocate here a little bit. I've always said when I've heard her speak that is not her speaking voice. I honestly feel like that's just a show. What do you ladies think?
It's her voice.
All,
she speaks over her larynx.
Voice. Yeah, her larynx.
Yeah, she speaks over. Yeah, she speaks over her larynx.
That happens. And that's how, from every interview I've seen from when she was, like, 16, I mean, somebody can fake a voice, don't get me wrong, okay? But for you to consistently fake that one with the intonations and all that, from 16 on, come on now. Nah. That's her voice.
Well, to me, the reason why I say it's fake is because from 16 on, it hasn't changed. My voice has deepened since I've gotten older, you know, so I, that's the reason...
But you didn't start off there from, like, 16. It's kind of like eunuchs. I hate to even tie it to that. I don't know. For anyone who doesn't know what a eunuch is a person who's been castrated.
Right.
If you were castrated, like, for example, George Washington Carver, right? He had a squeaky voice because he was a eunuch, and it never changed. I'm not saying that that's the exact reason, obviously, but I'm saying sometimes when you have speech deficiencies, like especially when it has to do with like the way you talk and your voice box and all this other stuff, it's not something that can change over the years. Your voice remains your voice. Whatever other things might mature, but your voice itself, if that's where you have the issue, that might not change. Until you
and
have
she can't get that fixed. She couldn't get that fixed because then it would mess up her singing voice.
Her singing
uh-huh.
voice, right.
Okay. All right. So the only reason why I asked that because I always thought that it was fake. So enough of that. Let's put that behind us. Let's get to the nitty-gritty of what the show was about. And the reason why I actually wanted to do the show is because of the fact that he was an abuser. I mean, is this what's going on or what's happening lately?
I don't want to be the overbearer because y'all know I'm able to do such things, but I just want to say it's really not about Dr. Dre abusing her. That's not the premise of the story. And I see a lot of people who are on Facebook, mostly men, which kind of hurts my feelings because men go through domestic abuse too. But I see a lot of people who, no shade, mommy, haven't seen the movie, saying that it's just about him. Well, I actually met Noshe. It's just about him abusing her. And it's not. It's one of those, it's basically the same age-old situations we've all been through. She's naive. She's 16. She has, I'm guessing, not the best life, and life could be better. And she gets discovered by these people, and they're her friends, because she was friends with the guys in NWA. She didn't paint any of them in a negative light. It was really tasteful.
Mm-mm.
And she ended up dating Dr. Dre. She knew that he came with baggage originally. She didn't know how much baggage. She found that out over time. And I'm going to assume that it was after his brother died, while his brother was killed, and right when they took off that he started the drinking. And after he started the drinking was when he started hitting her. And she didn't even make it seem like, it wasn't like watching What's Love Got to Do with It, where Ike was just like mean, period. And, you know, like we could tell from the beginning that he was an abuser because he used, you know, like the telltale, he was really nice stuff. It wasn't like that watching Dr. Dre. There wasn't exactly a telltale thing until he first started, to me anyway. I don't know if anybody else felt like that.
I don't think it was mostly about Dre. You just saw what he did to her, and people are just focused on what he did to her. So that's what they're focused on. So they say, oh, well, it's about Dre, you know, him beating on her. But it wasn't like that. It was more so just like she said, it was more so like a story. That's why it was like a good watch, but hard to watch, because it was like, how could you like withstand all of the stuff that you're going through? Because to me, I didn't take it like, oh, he's just beating her, because it wasn't like that. They didn't highlight it like that. They didn't make him look like a monster, because most of the time they'll make the guy look like a monster, and they'll, they'll repeatedly do it.
Right.
Okay. So he wasn't a monster. He wasn't Ike, but he did put his hands on her. My main focus tonight, ladies, and I know everybody's saying, well, he really didn't, you know, he didn't do this, he didn't do that.
No.
Did he put his hands on her? Bottom line.
I'm just saying the movie isn't about Dre. That's
right. Yeah. And he did put his hands on her. But you also have to think about how she was raised. Her grandmother told her when she was younger.
Yeah, in the whole movie.
If a man beats you, he loves you. You fix it. He loves you. You fix it. You don't leave. Mm-hmm. You fix it.
And to me, watching that, that's why I was so excited to do this show, because I'm seeing so many people go on and on like, oh, they're basically defending Dre, even though I still stand by the movie wasn't about him, generally. But
right.
There's people defending what he did. There's people, because even what she went through with Suge was abuse, and she showed that. It wasn't physical abuse. But it was still abuse, because she went from being physically and emotionally abused to where she started abusing alcohol and possibly other substances, and I'm just going to stick with alcohol. And she went to somewhere where she was mentally abused, because Suge had a hold on her. And Suge did have the telltale signs. He was the super nice guy. Oh, I'll do whatever you need me to do. He did have the telltale. Dre did not. Suge was the whole textbook abuser, but he was a mental abuser. He didn't put hands on her. Didn't he choke her at one point, though?
He slapped her once.
He slapped her once.
He also abused her. He abused her, for sure. And Dre abused her, for sure. The thing that was really jarring to me was watching her interaction. I mean, later on, her grandma was like, oh, I taught you wrong in the time I grew up. But watching her grandma see her grandchild be beaten and have a scar on the face, and she's like, oh, you're still dealing with it. Well, you know, if a man loves you, he's going to hit you, and that's what men do.
Right.
And I think for me, that was the worst part, because it's like everybody, like there'd be people around when Dre would hit her, and there'd be people around when Suge would hit her, and when Dre was doing it, a lot of the people, even the dudes in NWA, were calling him out and saying, it's not right, but none of them went to the extent of trying to stop it.
Exactly.
So they basically it's not right, but they didn't do anything to protect
mm-hmm.
her.
They didn't protect
her. The only person who attempted the best he could was Jerry Heller, who I guess is the bad guy on Straight Outta Compton because of the business dealings. But to
right.
her, besides the business, he
the
was
manager.
The person who was
yeah.
there. Yeah, the man. He was there telling her, you know, you don't need to be in this situation. You shouldn't be dealing with this. You shouldn't be doing this. And physically, there was nothing he could physically do to take her out of the situation. The person who physically could do something was Shug, but in that case, it literally was an exchange of situations when she did what she did with Shug.
Right.
Yeah, because he already knew. He knew that he can take control.
He knew exactly what.
He knew
right.
what he was doing.
I mean, because he kind of, to me, he kind of, he wanted to show her, I'm the good guy. He came in, like, when Dre didn't pay the lights. Shug showed up to the door with groceries and diapers for the baby, you know, and she was still with Dre at that time.
Even though he was with everybody.
Right. But she really didn't, she didn't really start, like, dating Shug until later.
Right.
It was after she went to rehab. It was like after she went to rehab, she came back because when she came back from rehab, Dre was engaged.
Married, engaged. Sorry, yeah. So
engaged
his current
to be
wife
married.
That he's
yeah.
with now.
But,
and
yeah.
I think to me, I'm not gonna speculate because I was about to speculate. I think, Mommy, when earlier when you said that when he was still a monster, I'm not disagreeing with you that any man who puts his hands on a woman to abuse her or anything is. I agree that he's a monster. I'm just saying she didn't paint him that way. It wasn't something that was done to make him look like he was sketchy or he was shady, et cetera. She didn't paint it any way. She just, it's kind of like when you've been through something and you just explain what happened. It wasn't anything overly done, anyway, from what I saw, that made it look like she was just trying to make him look like, ah, he's this terrible dude.
Right.
She told
because,
the story,
you know,
and in the story, he abused her.
Right. If it wasn't
yeah.
Michelle A., if it wasn't Dr. Dre, it was just some regular people in a movie, I don't think a lot of people would have been, they would be upset, you know, over
about,
it.
Yeah, they'd be
a
trying
lot of
to
people,
defend Dr. Dre, like he didn't abuse women,
right.
which he's acknowledged.
Right. I mean, it would have been just a regular old Lifetime movie.
A Lifetime movie.
You know what I mean? Yeah, but because it's Dr. Dre and it's Michelle A., people are kind of trying to defend Dr. Dre. But,
and
I mean,
think,
he did what he did. He
right,
abused
and I think
her.
This is a good time for this movie, especially because it's Domestic Awareness Month, which I'm already
right.
in my feelings about a little bit. But I think it's a good time for it because so many people, like you see now, people are defending him and defending his name and defending his honor and, oh, well, no, why would you want to do this now? You're only doing this to defame his character. To be 100% honest, and I know this is probably going to sound really terrible to say, there is nothing Michelle can do at this particular point that's going to ruin Dre's character. There's absolutely nothing
that's
she
true.
Can do.
I agree with that.
To ruin
right.
the character he has. There's nothing she can do to she damn sure can't ruin Shug Knight's character. Everybody already knew. So what you ruining?
Right.
Right.
She just told her story.
Right. And I think that the fact that the major point of this, which is that she was abused, cause, and I'm not even saying it like, you know, she should walk around here like a victim, because that's why I like the name. It's Surviving Compton, because she's not a victim. She's a survivor.
Right.
I'm not here with the people who are over here talking about they're going to boycott Beats by Dre because I'm sorry to let you know, he sold his little parts to it and he makes money off of that and he became a billionaire by doing that. So you can boycott if you want to, but, you know, he's made what he intended to make off of that. So you boycotting isn't going to do anything. I think the movie was more about this was my life, so you need to pay attention for your sake because when she started – she literally had manipulate me written on her forehead. You're 16, you get discovered, you're singing on people's record labels, but you're not making money off of it because you're not signed to anything and you didn't sign anything. So to some extent, Jerry Heller did use her as well, I'm just saying.
He did. He did.
Even though he was nice to her. She basically is like the textbook case of girls who are young and insecure, more than likely because of her voice and all this other stuff, and get abused. And even the media and even we abuse her because everyone's like, oh, well, she just hopped from Dre to Suge, and she did that to make him look bad. And now she's basically just an object that you guys are over here talking about like she wasn't being abused. And what pisses me off is people act like this is the first time Misha Lay has said that she was abused. This isn't the first
and
time
it's not.
She said it.
No.
She's been
well,
saying this.
I didn't know because I stay in my little bubble and I really don't know too much about entertainers anyway. Somebody could tell me something about entertainers and I have no clue because mm-hmm. I'm in a bubble. You know, I'm not a person that really, like, reads about them and all that. So I had no clue that I didn't even know they were even together, which shows you how, you know, wow, didn't even know that. No, I had no clue. I didn't know she was with Suge either. I had no clue. I just knew a couple of her songs and that's all I knew. And after that, I saw she fell off and that was the end of that. I'm not a big Dre fan anyway, so I wouldn't know. I'm not a Suge fan, so I wouldn't know. You know, a lot that was probably going on in their little, you know, their little dynasty or empire. But it does bother me that at one point he put his hands on her. And maybe, you know, as the three of you have already said, you know, I'm basically coming in going, oh, wow, you know, Dre put his hands on her, and that's what I'm focusing on instead of focusing on the movie because I haven't seen it. So, of course, you know, I can't make an intelligent statement here right now because I haven't seen the movie. I have yet to see it, and I will. But I think the thing that bothered me more than anything was, and this is, I guess, what really kind of got to me is because when I saw a picture of her with a duct tape on her mouth, as if to, you know, to silence her. That bothered me. Now, maybe that, you know, maybe that shouldn't have bothered me as much as it did, but, and I know it said, I think it said parental, you know, advice or some crap. I forgot exactly what it said that was across her mouth. But I don't know, something about that, I've seen that so many times depicted when a woman is being beaten and for her not to speak on it. And I think that is what I saw and kind of like, got to me a little bit when I seen that because it showed her as a victim. And I understand she, you know, she's not a victim. As Matt says, she's a survivor because she's, you know, she has, from my understanding, two beautiful children. She's, you know, doing her thing. You know, I understand people are saying now, you know, why talk about it now? Why bring it up? You know, and from what you guys are saying is that it's something that she's been saying. It's not something that all of a sudden, you know, she woke and go, oh, God, I don't have any money. Let me go ahead and talk about you. And let me talk about Dre. You know, it wasn't that. She's been talking about it. But it is, you know, it is just something that I feel a passion for. You know, I would have never, ever thought that he would put his hands on a woman. That was just, you know, maybe because I don't know anything about him. Maybe that, you know, but I'm wondering did he put his hands on his now wife.
That's why I said I wasn't going to speculate. I can't
right.
speculate.
Now he
on
did.
Him.
He did hit a. Was she a reporter?
Hit a reporter and he hit that other girl too. Remember the girl who his first baby's mother?
His first baby mama. He did hit her.
Okay,
and
so
a reporter.
Wait. So let's rewind. So the three of you are telling me that it's not Michelle's not the only one he's hit his first. And then also he's hit a reporter, a female reporter or a male reporter?
A female reporter. Female.
A female.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's
and
why he did
guy
that.
This guy doesn't have
apology
a problem.
To all the women. No,
that's why he did that apology.
This is why he did that. And I told you he had a problem because when he first started out, when the movie first started anyway, because this is something I noticed, if you watched Straight Outta Compton, they didn't
mm-hmm.
discuss his abuse of, like, substances, and they didn't discuss his temper either. All they discussed was how he left because Jerry Heller, blah, 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 blah. And that's cool, you know?
Right.
That's your story to tell how you
right.
want to tell it. But even he admitted that that's actually why he lost weight and started bulking up like he did, because when he stopped doing the drugs and the alcohol, that's when he got clean. That's why he helped Eminem get clean also. But when he, and I'm not saying, oh, well, because you're an alcoholic, you have justification to hit women. That's not what I'm saying. But he had a problem from, I'm assuming this was after his brother was killed, and that's because that's right around the time they started taking off, NWA started taking off. And then he was with Misha Lay, and that was the first time he hit her. And then, no, he didn't hit her. He went drunk to his ex-girl's or his baby's mother's house because there was a dude there, hit the dude. He pushed the girl, his baby's mother. He pushed her. And then he hadn't hit Misha Lay yet. And then the first time he hit Misha Lay, she was in bed because she explained this on the Breakfast
sleeping.
Club too. She said she was in bed sleeping, and he just started punching her. And then he fell over crying and saying he's sorry and he'll never hit her in that eye again. And
that
she,
eye.
That particular eye. And she made a joke out of it, I guess now, because, you know, with life, sometimes you just have to have humor. She was like, you know, yeah, he never hit that eye, so he just hit this one all the time. Because she had to get a nose job because he broke her nose. She has a cracked rib from him. She's had 5 black eyes, et cetera, et cetera. So don't think I'm saying he does not have a problem. He definitely has a problem. I think he has a problem in general, regardless of just abuse, because I'm trying to understand how you're out here saying Gary Heller is a bad dude, but you've had several artists, especially female artists, who you ended up shelving their music for a long period of time, like you did Misha Lay, when everyone's saying she's lazy with her music, that's why she didn't put nothing out. He shelved a lot of female artists. And I won't speculate on him because I don't think it's right for me to say, oh, because you abused one person or you abused 3 women that I watched in a movie, that means you abused every woman that has been in your record label. Wouldn't be unfair for me to assume it, but it's not right. But I'm not saying he doesn't have a problem. I'm just saying, when it came to Misha Lay, he hit her. I don't know if he got help for that. I don't know if he got
I don't
rehab.
Think that he has because he said when he did the apology to all women, he still refused to admit he hit Michelle.
He hit her.
Mm-hmm. So he refused to admit he hit her, but he wants to
apologize. Hasn't apologized to her.
He still hasn't
apologized to the woman he's wrong.
Yeah, he said, I want to apologize to all the women that I've, you know, that I've wronged, but he still refuses to admit that he hit Michelle Lay.
He's not going to admit it.
He's not.
We're going to take a brief moment, a little commercial break, so we'll say. We'll be right back.
Okay.
You don't own me.
Welcome back. If you just tune in, we are talking about Surviving Compton, the Misha Lay and Dr. Dre story. Well, actually, it's Misha Lay's story. It's not Dr. Dre. I guess he just had a part in it as far as what he did. I'm here with Nazarene, Cherry, and Diva. They were actually talking about, I have yet to see the movie, so I said that I need to see it. But the reason why I even brought this show tonight was because of domestic violence is the reason that was a hot ticket for me, the reason why I decided to do the show, because this has been kick all through the internet, all through my timeline, my Facebook timeline. This has just been, you know, you have people who are saying that, you know, she just started talking about it, and why now? You have people who are saying that, you know, defending Dre. So it's kind of a tug of war. But anything that you put out is going to be a tug of war. Everybody's going to have their own opinions and own, you know, what they feel is right, what they feel is wrong. And I just was, while we were talking, I was just told by my panel that it was three women that, let's just say that we're aware of, that he actually hit. One was his first child's mother. The second, I'm assuming, was Michelle, and then the third was a reporter. A reporter was a female as well. So I'm assuming he had a drug addiction or alcohol. I'm not really, really sure. We kind of touched that just a little bit, very briefly. But, and trust me when I tell you, this hits home for me more than I would like to even acknowledge or admit. When one of my panel, I think it was either Naz or Cherry or Diva, could have been one of them, was talking about how she had several black eyes, a broken nose. I believe her jawbone or something was broke. And believe me when I tell you, visions came back to me about my own abuse. And it's just something you don't forget. You just do not. I don't care how old you get, whatever, you just don't forget when you've been abused. But I'm going to bring the ladies back on, and we're going to finish discussing. Again, don't shoot me. I have not seen it. I get to see it. I will see it. And maybe once I see it, you know, I'll come back on and talk about it again with these ladies. But basically, they're my eyes and ears at this point. Ladies, you are back on. That was a brief moment. Now, as far as the movie, then, you know, if you, I guess there's not really too much to say about the abuse part. Other than that, what happened to her career? Did she speak on that at all?
She was shelved. The same thing,
yeah,
with, I guess, mm-hmm, with JoJo, with the first time, even though I'm really not a K. Michelle fan, the first time K. Michelle tried, the same thing that happened with her career, with Kesha, with Eve for a little while, Brandy, they put them on the shelf because Dre was dealing with her and Dre's whole thing. Hell, even Jocelyn and Stevie J, the same thing. When they started dealing with each other, Dr. Dre had issue with her. I don't know if it was things that were getting to him because of his alcohol issues, but the guys in NWA were saying, oh, you know, you're going to mess around and she's going to be bigger than you with that voice, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept pushing it off. Now, she didn't act as though she had no parts in it, because there were times which, when I guess she started doing, she was taking pills and drinking to numb the pain, because she knew when he was going to come home and she knew he was going to hit her. And instead of, like, leaving the house, like, Jerry would call her and say, you know, he's coming, so be out the house. She would just take pills and drink, so she wouldn't feel it as much when he would hit her, because she knew he would. So she wouldn't write sometimes. But for the most part, when she tried to get her album, he didn't want to do it. When she got signed over to Death Row, because of the beef, I guess, that Suge had with Dre, because apparently, allegedly, Dre didn't have any issues with Suge. Suge didn't use her either, because Suge was real, real crafty with it, because he made it seem like he cared genuinely. And, like, he wanted to help her get clean because she's too sweet, she's too beautiful, she's too talented to be, you know, under the influence, and he's going to help her. And he did all this, and when he came out of jail for his first stint in jail, his death row was, you know, severely in hot water because, you know, Tupac was gone. Majority of the people on the record label had left the record label, so he needed product, and she said, well, why don't you put out my album? And I believe he put out, Death Row put out one Michelle album in 98 or 97, because I looked it up, because I knew today was coming. But outside of that, they didn't put out anything else. She was just shelved as well, because she's still under
Well, she was then. I don't think she still is right now. But she was still under Death Row Records. And that's when Suge allegedly married her, even though he couldn't because he was still married. Forgot that.
But he was already married.
Mm-hmm. And the judge was like, oh, but honey, you're not married.
Yeah, it was a fake marriage.
So wait a minute. Diva, he was already married?
Yes. He was already married. This is how they got married. They never say who he was married to, but he already had a wife. He was already married. He went to jail. Him and Michelle A got married while he was in jail. So basically,
wow.
It was like paperwork. Yeah, it's like paperwork. So it was a fake marriage. It was like she said, you know, he basically mentally abused her. And she knew about other girls that would come see Suge in jail. They had days. They had assigned days to come see him. She knew that she couldn't come on a specific day because somebody else was coming to see him. She said on one of her interviews that the COs at the prison would try to get her to catch one of the women that was coming to see him.
What you mean, catch?
They would, like, hold her back. They were like, you know, you go in at a certain time to see the person you're going to see. So they would kind of hold Michelle back a little longer just so she can see the other girl in passing.
Why would they want to do that?
They were trying to let her know. They were trying to let her know that, hey, you're not the only person coming to see Suge.
Mm-hmm.
So other people were kind of trying to inform her of things, but she already knew. She knew. They had assigned days to come, you know, and see him. And she basically, what he did was, he was like, you know, this is the day you come and see me. She was kind of upset because it was, you know, it was a weekend. And she was like, that's when, you know, the weekends are basically the time that I spend with my son. But he told her, you know, this is what you do, and I'm going to give you $30,000 a month.
Mm-hmm. We had an old contract out for her. He had her life.
Yeah, he had a whole contract for her. He had a whole
contract
for her.
Wait, he had a contract with her for what? For her to... Okay.
Everything that he wanted her to do. Basically, she couldn't really go anywhere. He had, like, this house for her, and she was to come see him while he was in prison, and she had to come on that specific day. And she had to agree to all of this. And he's like, and he told her, he said, and when she said, no, I can't do that because I, you know, that's the weekend. That's when I, you know, I'm with my son. He said, you owe me.
Nah, he said, which one do you love more? Do you love your son, Marcel, your grandma, or your friend?
Mm-hmm.
Probably Marcel, huh? Basically, she threatened her family. So she went
Are
from one to the next.
Yeah,
Are
he did. He threatened her family. Yeah, he threatened her family. But he also told her that she owed him.
Mm-hmm.
And he told her, he said, you're going to get.
Oh, wow. Sugar.
Mm-hmm. He said, but he told her, he said, you're going to get, yeah, he said, you're going to get $30,000 a month.
It was a trap. He knew.
And she even offered to give him his money back for her.
She sure did. She said, you can keep your money. But no.
Now I have a question. What was she doing for him, the reason why he was giving her $30,000?
She was running Death Row.
But, yeah.
Not really running it. Okay. Basically, on paper, she was running it, but Suge's reach, and this part wasn't fully explained, at least maybe I missed it, Suge's reach is far outside the prison system. Like, he was in prison. It's like him being in prison is like you having to work from home. That's what it's like. For
basically.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looked like.
Basically. That's exactly what it looked like.
Because he still ran everything. It's just that he needed somebody's name on the paperwork because his name couldn't be on it because he's supposed to be in jail.
Because he was in prison. Right.
So why her? That's when her work came in. Because that's who he was dealing with. It couldn't be his wife. Because if it's his wife, you remember, when you're married to somebody, y'all's names are tied together.
Mm-hmm.
Everything one does, the other one's accountable for. So why would you put your wife up for that? That's like you
I'm not accountable for what your daddy do. When he goes in towards us and starts throwing them basketballs around, I'm not accountable for that man.
That's what you say now, but we all know better. We all know
better. No. I'll be playing like, I don't know this man. I don't know why he does these things, sir. Officer.
But you see, and then the law will tell you that ignorance is not an excuse.
I think that
saved her too, because she was gonna go down for everything that he did.
She was
gonna go down for it, so she was going to the court to file for divorce, and the judge was like,
"You're not married.
You're not his wife, because her name was on all the paperwork."
Wow. And the judge basically said to her, "Did you see a man in a black robe?" She was like, "No." He said, "You're not married."
So how old was she when she supposedly thought she was married?
Was married. She was 27,
did she say?
Yeah, she was 27.
Okay, so question, ladies. If you're 27 years old, how the hell do you not know if you're married or not?
Well, mommy, ignorance doesn't have an age. Like, being naive.
No, it
especially
doesn't.
Especially if you've never, because I honestly didn't know that you had to go see an actual judge. And that's who, so I didn't know that until recently. I've never, you know, if you've never been married or you've never had to deal with none of that, how are you supposed to know?
Because
what we see is the marriage ceremony. That's what most people see. You don't see
right. They don't see the part where they go get a marriage license and go and talk.
Right, especially in prison. So if in prison, if they say all you got to do is sign this paperwork, then what you do is you sign the paperwork.
But she never questioned anything, though.
Yeah,
she
that was part of her charm.
She didn't question anything.
She didn't
question anything.
And that's what I liked about the movie, because she admitted that she was real green with everything. Like, she was real green. Everything that she would be told, she would just say, oh, okay. Same with even the music part. Her not making money dealing with NWA
right.
at first. She was just like, okay.
That first part that they used, that first song that they used her on, she didn't get paid for that.
She didn't get paid for a couple of the first few songs.
Which one is that one?
The very first one.
One that you drawn.
Hold on. What was it called? Before You Turn On Lights. Wait, what is the name? That's not the name of it, but that's how the song goes. Hold on, I gotta sing it in my head.
Sing it. No, sing it out loud.
Not out loud. I'm gonna sing it in my head.
Yeah, don't sing it out loud. Thank you. That's okay.
Yes.
You're singing in your head.
Look. Yes, because y'all, I can't sing.
While you're
oh, maybe that
to...
is the name of the song.
It might be.
That is the name of the song.
While you're trying
before
to
you turn off
figure
the
it out. What's the name of it?
That's the name of it.
Before You Turn Off the Lights.
Before You Turn Off. Before You Turn Off the Lights. It was World Class Wrecking Crew. That's what they were called before they were NWA.
Didn't they used to wear sequins and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they sure did.
That was back when Prince was popular. This was before they dated. This was before him and Dr. Dre dated.
And it was called and it was called Turn Off the Lights. And when they used her on that song, the girl was supposed to be there, couldn't make it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was a substitute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was the substitute.
for that song, and they did not pay her for it.
Wow.
Well. So it was, I think, with her, I just, watching it was just really sad, just because she's so,
she's naive.
She was so naive. Like,
she
you
want to
so take
naive.
Her out of it and be like, girl, can you, can just together, please, just get it together.
She needed a role model.
Thing, yeah, not that grandma who kept telling
model.
Her whatever she was doing.
Not the grandma, her. Yeah. Yeah, she needed a true role model, because her grandma was not a good role model, because she just kept telling
her
that it was okay.
Where was her mother? Well, the grandmother sounded like she old school, because I've known that back in the South, that, and I don't know.
She was old.
I know two of you are from Texas. I don't know where Cherry's at. But back in the South, along those times, that's how women thought. You know, that if he hits you,
mm-hmm.
he must love you because he doesn't want to lose you. So, you know, that's sad, but it's true. And I'm sure that the grandmother was raised the same way of thinking, the same, you know, naive, negative thoughts was the same way. I'm sure was no difference in how she was raised the same way. My grandmother was also told that, but the first day my grandfather put his hands on her, she stomped his ass out. And that's how she was taught. She was taught that if a man hits you, he loves you. But the first day my grandfather put his hands on her, she beat the shit out of him. She wasn't playing that.
Right.
And she told him, you don't put your hands on me. I don't give a damn what it is. You know, and she was taught that way. But, you know, she was like, you know, he hit me and I wasn't having it. My father had already raised me and I wasn't going to have my husband raise me too. But it's really, really sad, because that, you know, that probably is a lot of the reasons why she stayed and put up with it, because of the fact that she probably thought that that was the way it was supposed to be because of her grandmother.
Yeah,
but where
said,
was her mother during all
this
time?
She said it was normal. They didn't show her mom.
We don't know anything about her
mom,
so we're going to assume that they weren't in the picture like that.
Yeah, I just assumed that her grandmother raised her.
But
for her, because I'm
see,
sure,
this is,
you know.
This is why I'm in my feelings with this month in general, all the festivities this month. Why nobody asking where is the father? Why did you ask that question?
The reason why I asked where was the mother, because of her grandmother telling her that this was acceptable. So I'm thinking, where is the mother? I didn't ask about the father, because honestly, my first assumption is that the father wasn't there. Because if the father was there in her life, I'm sure the father would have put his hands on Suge and on Dre if the father was in,
well,
it was in
the thing
her
is,
life.
She brought up her father in one of the interviews, so he wasn't around. He just wasn't, I guess, as in it.
He wasn't
in the movie. Yeah, but he was around. That's why, like, the whole issue of... I'm sorry to even do this, because it wasn't to you, Mommy. I love you. You're so pretty. I just have serious issues with from breast cancer awareness to domestic abuse to mental health. I have legitimate issues with this whole month, and I don't care which new age feminist is coming for me on Mommy's show. Let me just let you know something. This is my mother's show. I say what I want-ish. So when... everything is catered to women, it silences people. And I'm not saying that women aren't majority abused, but if there's, and this is, please, nobody get sensitive, there's more women in the world than there are men. That's a fact, right? So if there's more women in the world than there are men, obviously women are going to be abused more than men. It doesn't help that the way male roles have been set throughout life, have been set in where males are supposed to be dominant and females are supposed to be submissive. But I don't like the fact that the way everything is catered, it makes it look as though men are not also abused victims. And so in my head, I sit here and I think to myself, watching Surviving Compton, Mommy, don't kill me for saying this. Dre was an abuser. Suge was an abuser. Dre abused substances, and that's abuse in itself. I want to understand what abuse he saw growing up that made him think it's okay for you to abuse somebody because you're drinking. Because you can't just have woken up one day and said, oh, I've come into myself. I feel big now. I'm going to smack women around, you know? And so for me, seeing this, I'm trying to understand why it is that the way Domestic Awareness Month is portrayed, they make us women look like we're all just victims and spineless from being beaten by men, as though we're not survivors and we haven't lived through this. But they also silence men who have been domestically abused, not just by other men, but by their female counterparts. They don't have a voice either. And the women who do have a voice, like Misha Lay, the way she chooses to tell her story, she does not want to be looked at with pity. Even though she was
right.
Not even green, the way she talks about it, she doesn't want anyone to pity her for what she went through. And a lot of women don't want to be pitied, which is why a lot of women don't want to tell their story, because nobody wants to be looked at as though they were meek and they were unable to do for themselves, which is why a man beat them. I know a lot of women who won't talk about their story because of that alone. And it's because of the way the whole Domestic Awareness Month, the way it's marketed, the way it showed to people, even... Sorry to take this there. Even breast cancer, your color is pink, and I understand that pink is just a color. It's not necessarily should be associated with anything, but it's associated with women. And you make men believe, like, they don't have breast tissue in their boob and they can't get breast cancer, but they do get breast cancer. And you put them in jeopardy because you don't let them know, because Breast Cancer Month, you talk about women getting cancer. Sorry, I'm off my pedestal now. I'm done. I'm finished. I was just in my feelings.
I understand what you're saying, and I get it, and I know what you're saying about men not having a voice, but the facts of the matter is, and let's be clear on this, I could sit here and beat Angel all day, and Angel would never put his hands on me, and I do know that, and I could slap him around or whatever, I could abuse him, but the facts of the matter is, if he wanted to sock the shit out of me and knock me out, he could. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to a man and a woman, and not saying, don't get me wrong, that a woman is weaker, but we are. If a man comes up to me and socks me out, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to knock the hell out. I can't really fight him because of the strength that he has. There's no way that one-on-one me and Angel could fight each other and I'm going to win. It's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. A lot of men are abused because they are men enough not to put their hands back on their woman. So that's a lot of reasons, not to say that it gives the abuser, you know, any more justification for doing it because he's not putting his hands on her. But let's be honest. I was 17 years old. I didn't know shit. I thought I was in love. He hit me one time. I hit him back. He destroyed me. After that, I was scared to death to hit him back. I was afraid to hit him. But you think that if it came like that, because that's why you find a lot of people who beat each other up. That's domestic violence between two people. You see people actually fighting
mm-hmm.
each other. I mean, actually physically going blow to blow, male and female together going blow to blow. But I have to disagree. I think that, you know, with women, I don't want to say we're quicker to be victims, but being that we are women, it is kind of harder for us to fight back until we pick up a gun and, okay, let me be quiet. I don't want to advocate that. And we only have 90 seconds left, ladies. We've already been an hour, believe it or not. Any last minutes?
Huh?
Anybody have anything to say last minute?
I like the movie. The movie is really good. I would just like for the way these things are portrayed, not movies, but the whole month is portrayed, I want everybody to be able to have a voice and a platform. That's all I'm saying.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And if we can get, go ahead, Diva.
Oh, no, I was just going to say it is a good movie. I think everybody should watch it. But at times it does get hard to watch at points. It is a hard watch, and you know, whether or not it was somebody famous or somebody, you know, a regular person, domestic violence is real. It's there, and, you know, people have to speak up on it.
Cherry?
I'm good.
And I do agree. I agree. I agree with the fact that, you know, I really wish there were men who would speak more about it. But I think a lot of them don't out of shame. I think a lot of men don't out of shame. And I think that's the reason why they don't. And it would be nice if, you know, if they would come out and have a voice too. And I agree with you 100%. Maybe we should have something where the men should have a voice if, you know, if they're being abused. Anyway, as always, thank you so much for joining me. Ladies, I really greatly appreciate it. You are more than welcome to be on my show at any time. Those who are listening, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for being here with me. Not really sure when my shows are going to be. I was told Tuesdays and Saturdays by someone that I love dearly, my daughter. I think she told me Tuesdays and Fridays would be the best days for me. But anyway, as always, have a wonderful life and sugar kisses. Mwah. Bye.